Branch and myself were always fighting. he didn't want to pay any money.
Oh, boy, I know it.
And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous to talk about money.
That's right.
Compared with what they talk about today. But we had a heck of a time making $5,000. You can see what money meant. And I can always remember Mr. Rickey. He'd always write me a 10-page letter. He's a great writer.
Yeah.
He could talk and speak, and he was a great writer. And he always would talk about, well, Marty, you just do what I want to and we'll take care of you. I always told Mr. Rickey, I said, Mr. Rickey, you pay me and I'll take care of myself. Anyway, he was a great baseball man, one of the greatest baseball
of all
time. Everybody says that, so it must be true.
That's right. And any guy that could, apparently he gets the credit for originating the farm system.
He did that.
And various
I was one of his boys.
Yeah. Glenn Wright told me, he says, I used to just love to sit around and listen to Mr. Rickey talk. I never knew what he was saying, but I loved to hear him talk.
Mr. Rickey was a very astute man.
Oh, my, yes. Had to be. All right. Now, Terry Moore tells me that if the war hadn't come along, mm-hmm. and I think he's right, if the war hadn't come along to take so many of your people into service, that the Cardinals would perhaps have won as many as 6 or 7 pennants in a row.
Definitely.
Starting in 42.
We had the greatest nucleus. They're all young, too.
And you had them coming up like mad.
If the good Lord had not taken the boys away to the Army and this hadn't happened, that hadn't happened, we would have won a lot of pennants.
I think you're right.
But we would have won even more.
Sure you would.
Sure would have.
Because when Beasley came back, he was not the same pitcher.
Well, Beasley hurt his arm.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. You know, one throw and you're gone and you're a pitcher.
That's the problem with being a pitcher. In 42, of course, you beat the Yanks in 5. And in 43, they beat 2-5. But
right.
You picked up Sanders. Did he play first base?
Yeah, Ray Sanders at first base.
Sanders played first base.
Very good first base.
And you good hitter. Picked up Luke Lyon at second.
Right. Lou's a good little ball player.
And Harry Walker had joined you
right.
in the outfield. And Harry Brackeen.
Harry Brackeen, Kid the Cat, we used to call him. Great little left-handed pitcher.
He got his start along in there. And
he became famous in the 46 World Series.
That's right. Harry Gumbert had been elsewhere, I think. For
Harry was with the Giants. He was with the Giants for a long time. He came over. He was a fair pitcher.
Yeah. What about those two series with the Yankees that you remember?
Well, the first one was a very great series because naturally our first one,
mm-hmm.
at least my first one,
yeah.
and the first one Carter to win a long time. And the Yankees were a great ball club, and this was before the war.
That's right. Everybody was there.
Everybody was there, and nobody gave us a chance to beat the mighty Yankees. They did have a powerful ball club.
Oh, sure.
But we were a cocky bunch, and we didn't think they could beat us, and history proves that we were right.
Yeah.
But in 43, everything wasn't the same setting. We just, the excitement wasn't there.
That's right.
I don't know why. We should have beat the Yankees ourselves in 43, but we didn't. They beat us very easy.
They beat a lot of people very easy through those years, starting in 27.
But we had a pretty good ball club in 43, but nothing like 42.
Mm-hmm. Then 44 comes along, and you still win 105 games.
Mm-hmm. That was when we played the Browns, I suppose.
Played the Browns, yeah. And, as you study the play-by-play of that World Series, and I talked with Luke Sewell, too.
Mm-hmm.
A break here or there could have given those guys the upper hand in that series.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We took the Browns very lightly.
I'm afraid you did, which
was a mistake.
Everybody would have.
Which was a big mistake because when we got on the field with the Browns, they almost beat us. And as you say, a break here and there, they could have very easily won the World Series.
That's right.
Very easily.
But it was a better series than anybody expected.
Yeah, it was a very good series.
Yeah. You had Emil Verben.
Emil Verben.
Was that before he went to the Cubs?
Yes.
Yeah.
He came here and then he went from here to Philadelphia, then to the Cubs, I believe.
Yeah.
What do you think about that 44 World Series with the Browns? I had four fever for the whole series.
You're kidding.
I'd go to my room. I only had an orange juice for about a week there. I had an uncle who came up from Thomaston, Georgia. Old Dr. Garner. He stayed with my wife had gone home because we were expecting the baby that time. So she wasn't here. So Dr. Garner, he roomed me at the hotel here. And he took care of me. He'd go out at night and get me aspirins and things like that. And I played that whole series with a temperature of 104. I was sick as a dog.
You did all right.
Yeah, I had a good series.
Yeah.
So you used to play sometimes, but when you're sick, you know you're well.
I've seen that myself.
Yes.
You picked up, or he came up or something, Ted Wilkes that year.
Yes, Ted was a good relief pitcher.
Well, he had a record of 17-4 that season.
Well, maybe he pitched a little more record that year. And then
that year later he became more relief. He had 16 complete games.
Ted, we used to ask Ted how he pitched the guy. He said, I don't know, I just threw it down the middle. He was kind of a Polish old boy, you know what he was.
Yeah.
Straight talking kid.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy about Big Ted.
And you also got George Munger that year.
George, yes. He's from Houston, Texas.
He was 11
and 3. We always thought he would be a better pitcher than he really was.
Yeah.
Red was, if he had been meaner,
Red should have been a lot of.
Red had been mean.
Yeah.
He'd been a great pitcher.
Yeah.
Red was too easy
going. Charlie Graham says that about Bob Rush.
Bob Rush, same type of kid.
Exactly.
You got to be mean to be a pitcher.
I think you're right.
Harry Keene was mean.
Yeah, he was so
about. He'd throw right at your head and holler, look out.
Yeah. Burley Grimes.
He was very
Burley and George, not George. Who am I thinking of? American League.
Burley Wynn was a mean pitcher.
Burley Wynn.
That's what I was mean. Most of these great pitchers had the that type
street
of attitude.
Yeah. You also got in 44 Johnny Hopp.
Johnny Hopp.
Yeah.
Johnny was the type of ball player. You play him for 2 weeks. He was the best ball player in the league. Playing longer than that, he would give out. In the rest of a few days, put him back in the lineup. He was great.
Ready to go.
Yes, sir. He was a very good utility ball player.
And another pretty good old boy, Danny Littweiler.
Danny? Yeah, Danny came over from the Phillies, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
He came over from the Phillies, and Danny was a good hitter.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, good hitter.
I think he coaches some college team.
Well,
right
he did
now.
Coach a college team. I was talking to some other day about Danny. He's doing something down in Florida, but I don't believe he's coaching anymore.
Not anymore.
But he did coach for a long time.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at 45 for a second.
45. We lost in 45 to the Cubs, I believe.
We lost to the Cubs. That was there, wasn't that their occasion when they won the 21 straight at the end of the season?
No.
No, that was another year.
That was back in the Gas House game days. 35, I believe it was.
35, Charlie Graham was managing them, and they had Cabaretta and Don Johnson.
Cabaretta hit a home run. I remember that. Mr. Rickey, talk about Mr. Rickey. He invited me from Atlanta, Georgia they wanted to sign me to a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So he invited me up to St. Louis to try with the Cardinals, with the big team in Sportsman Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit in the stands and watch that game. Phil Cabaret hit a home run to beat Paul Dean that day. 1-0, I believe it was.
Gee.
I saw that when I was just a kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the year, I think that was the year they won the 21 straight and won the pennant.
Yeah, that could well be.
Yes.
Red Shandings joins you that year. Mm-hmm. I was surprised to hear that he came up as an outfielder.
Well, Red could play anywhere.
Yeah, I guess.
He could play anywhere. The reason he didn't play shortstop or second base, we had two pretty good ones.
You're darn right.
But he could play anywhere.
He got into a few games that year, 10 games at short and two at
second.
One at second base.
One at second base, yeah.
But he was in the outfield most of the time. And you also got Red Barrett.
Red Barrett came over from Boston.
Yeah.
Great pitcher to work behind. Pitched real fast. Got the ball and threw it before the batter was ready. And I love to play behind Red because he pitched so quickly.
Everybody likes to play behind a fast working pitcher.
Right.
They keep you in the game.
That's true, Ella.
Red was 21-9 that year.
Yeah, he had a good year.
And Ken Burkhardt.
Oh, Berkey. He became an umpire later.
Or where did he come up?
Berkey came out of the minor league system.
Your system, yeah.
Out of my system.
He was 18-9.
But Berkey was
18-8.
He was a mediocre pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't have much more.
Yeah, I think he did the one fairly good year, and that was it.
Yeah. And also, what about... let's see where he played. Oh, yeah, he was in the outfield. Buster Adams.
Yeah, he's an outfielder.
Not for long.
No, he didn't play very long.
Yeah. Well, we come to 46, and you get Eddie Dyer as manager.
Right, Eddie's first year as a manager.
Mm-hmm. And that wasn't one of your worst seasons by a whole lot.
No, we did pretty good. That was the year. That was the year that Dyer and Cooper had words in the minor leagues, and they didn't like each other.
Uh-huh.
And that was the year that Cooper said he would not play for Dyer. And I think he had to trade Cooper.
Yeah, he's gone. He had to trade Cooper
that winter, and Joe Graziola and Del Rice did the catching.
Yeah, Joe is listed as the principal catcher, but Del Rice was there in 55 games.
Right.
Uh-huh. And you had to beat Brooklyn in a playoff.
Right.
I was two out of three.
Two out of three. My fair time, and I thank you much.